A UN committee has just issued a report on China's human rights status. Basically, what is found in that report?
Well, the UN's Committee Against Torture has issued a pretty scathing indictment of China's record on that subject in particular, and it makes some very strong recommendations about eradicating torture by, first of all, minimizing the amount of time somebody can be held before they're brought before a judge so that they aren't held by the police for more than a month at a time. It also urges that they have access to a lawyer from the moment they're deprived of liberty. It calls for an end to the use of restraints, solitary confinement, investigations about abuses of North Koreans or Tiananmen survivors. It's a very thoroughgoing and historical document. And if the Chinese government was serious about eradicating torture, it would follow that roadmap.
It seems as though human rights lawyers, at least within the last, you know, it means for a while, but certainly within this past year, the past few months, have been singled out for a special treatment by Chinese authorities.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There was a remarkable, really unprecedented roundup of human rights lawyers across China between July and September, and more than 20 of those people are still detained and or disappeared. And it doesn't seem to be enough for the authorities to prevent these people from doing their work and taking cases to court. They've also really stepped up public rhetoric, demonizing the very idea of using courts as a way of protecting human rights. And I think that's a pretty alarming regression from where we were about a decade ago.
A prominent human rights lawyer, Pu Zhicheng, is apparently will be tried next week. He has been detained, I believe, for quite a while, but he is also one of China's most prominent human rights lawyers.
Yeah, he is really the canary in the coal mine, I think, for this community these days. He's a very well-known, very well-regarded lawyer who has worked on, you know, some very high-profile cases on issues ranging from religious freedom to labor rights. He has been detained for about a year and a half now, which is, of course, wildly beyond what law and procedure should allow. And he is scheduled to be tried on Monday, largely on the basis of some online postings, all of which were entirely within the confines of peaceful expression as guaranteed by Chinese and international law. And we're really encouraging global attention to the outcome of this case, because I think if he is found guilty, you know, then really nobody is safe anymore in this realm of activism.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Sophie Richardson. She is China Director at Human Rights Watch.